Episode 75 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, finds us again visiting the Batcave of Count Richard Cheney, the ghastly vampire at the heart of the Bush administration. Here we find Count Cheney and his evil assistant Rumsfeld with former candidate Howard Dean.
Let me go, you maniacs!
Dr. Dean, it was so nice of you to drop by.
If you untie me, I'll show you how nice it is.
Now, Doctor, Rumsfeld, what do we find in the good physician's bag? Oh, look, Master, wooden stakes and a mallet. A flintlock pistol with a silver bullet.
Doctor, really, that's for werewolves. Silver only makes us nauseous.
Oh, dear.
What?
A couple of silver crucifixes, a vial of holy water, and a Bible.
Yuck. Close it at once. Doctor, that hardly makes for a friendly visit now, does it?
Untie me, you monster. I'll show you friendly. What's this about?
Dr. Dean, it was hardly the wisest course pointing out that we use the terror threat level for political purposes.
Well, you do.
Of course we do, Doctor. That isn't the point. It's merely poor form to point it out.
You're nuts, Cheney.
Doctor, my sanity is, well, shall we say, affected by my rather unusual condition.
You're a vampire.
Precisely. I have special needs that require a bit more consideration.
You drink blood to survive and you're a creature of darkness. I may just be an old country doctor, but I can tell the difference between you and Al Gore easy enough.
Gore. Well, he has a nice name, at least. Well, Dr. Dean, we can hardly allow you about pointing out the coincidental nature of our security announcements.
Coincidence? You're crazy as a coot. What are you going to do, keep me here? That'll be kind of suspicious, won't it, Cheney?
Mr. Vice President, Doctor.
Oh, we have a plan, Doctor.
Indeed we do. Donald!
May we present the new, improved Dr. Howard Dean?
What on earth is that?
Your replacement, Doctor. We're going to replace you until we're safely past the election.
Yes, this double will take your place.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
How am I? I'm tied to a chair. What are you talking about? That don't look like me, you idiot.
Howard, really? Idiots.
You got Tom Ridge dressed in a rumpled gray suit with a paste-on mustache.
The resemblance is astonishing.
I don't wear a mustache. I haven't worn a mustache in 30 years.
But people expect you to do unexpected things, Doctor. Don't worry about
it. My wife's sure gonna notice. Judy's a doctor, not a bricklayer. He don't even sound like me.
We're going to claim you screamed again and hurt your voice.
This is ridiculous.
And as to your wife, she rarely sees you anymore as it is. She shall see you just a bit less is all. Don't worry. You shall be well cared for.
Untie me. Give me my bag.
And allow you to commit atrocities on my person. Doctor, please.
What in the name of Rigelian bloodworms is that? Is that Henry Kissinger's head?
Hello, everybody.
Henry.
You have Dr. Dean tied to a chair.
We discussed it, Henry.
And I advised against it. You also have Tom Ridge in a false mustache. Hello, Thomas.
Hi, Dr. Henry. Gee, you recognized me, too. I'm supposed to look like Governor Dean.
Rumsfeld, this part was your idea, wasn't it?
And Descartes refused, and Ollie North is busy.
Ollie North? How ugly do you think I am?
For Ollie, we'd use the false nose and glasses.
I don't have a false nose.
No, a little makeup, a little lighting. Donald, why don't you show Dr. Dean the cabinet we shall keep him in?
The cabinet of Dr. Dean? Very expressionist.
Well, we can't give him an entire room, Henry. I'm going to have some remodeling done before our next term. And there's a spare cabinet down where we keep Zell Miller.
It's awfully damp down there, isn't it? Aren't you afraid he might mildew?
Oh, we'll have him cleaned periodically.
Yes, and if anything untoward happens... What? Oh, drat!
Aha! I'm free, you monsters!
Hey.
Sorry, Tom. You're up the creek, Cheney. I'm going to tell everyone what's going on down here.
Doctor, really? There's no hope of escaping. Why don't you...
What is it, away. A photo of Michael Jackson?
Of course not. It's a crucifix. Put it away.
I always carry a spare, just in case. I'm going to expose you to the light of day, Cheney.
You needn't talk dirty.
I'm a doctor, not a fearless vampire killer. But I'm going to fix your wagon. You'll see. I'll be
Donald,
back.
Donald, quickly, let loose the gas.
No, let him go.
Let him go? Have you lost your senses, Henry?
Richard, think about it. Who will believe it? Let him tell it. He'll sound as though he's finally lost his mind.
You may have an excellent point.
We wish to further marginalize Dean. This should do that quite adequately.
Sounds good to me, Master.
Yes. Never mind the gas, Donald.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but can I take this mustache off now? It itches a lot.
Great demons, Thomas. I forgot that you were there.
Everybody does.
Yes, yes. And put that Howard Dean suit away.
This rumpled gray look isn't very flattering. My tailored brown suits make me look more box-like.
Don't worry, Thomas. I can think of no circumstance where you wouldn't resemble a shoebox. And I live in a hatbox.
Thank you, Doctor.
The 75th episode of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. Celebrity impersonations were sculpted by Hernia Lufkin of Lufkin Spongewort Galleries in beautiful Roadapple, New Hampshire. When you're in Roadapple, stop in for cider and cabbage at Lufkin Spongewort. This is Pablo T-Flies for The Average Network. You are presumably yourself. Stay tuned.